Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, we have a situation in Washington where Congress is still trying to wrap up some business, some stuff related to the Affordable Care Act and the ACAs and those subsidies. We, this afternoon, are going to visit with Congressman Jason Smith of Missouri's 8th District. He's also the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, and he is back on the show this afternoon and obviously had a key role in the big, beautiful bill. Jason Smith, welcome back. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mark. It's great to be with you.
You still are not a D.C., though. You guys have a little work to do before you get back here for the holidays, don't you?
That's right. I'm still in D.C. I actually just walked off the House floor. We were voting. So looking forward to coming home, and I would like what the weather is going to look like back home, so it's even better.
Not too good today. Lots of rain. But, yeah, we get some unseasonably warm temps for Christmas week, which would be a good thing. So you say you just got off the floor. So explain to the listeners and maybe to the host here this afternoon how the year is wrapping up in the House and kind of focus on what's going on with the ACA subsidies. Obviously, this was the big sticking point during the government shutdown. If I'm not mistaken, we're only weeks away from another potential government shutdown. So how are the ACA issues kind of resolving themselves or not resolving themselves, but kind of moving and evolving into 2026? What would you say about that?
So as you remember, we were in a government shutdown for 43 days. And it was the counterparts, the Democrats, they were demanding that you extend the COVID era subsidies that was created in the American Rescue Plan and then extended in the Inflation Reduction Act. They expire December 31st because the Democrats set that date for them to expire. They could have made it permanent, but instead of making those subsidies permanent, they decided to make permanent these green tax provisions for their environmentalist donors. And so that is why they shut down government, if you really dive down into it. There's a process to force votes on the House floor. There's been a discharge petition that has been filed that has received the 218 votes is what you have to have, 218 signatures. And so when we return the first week back, I expect it to be on the floor.
So what, in the end, what's going to happen here? I mean, Hakeem Jeffries, they want 3-year extension on subsidies that were temporary and then temporary again because they renewed the temporary cuts. So what's the realistic outcome of this? We're told, if we believe the legacy media, look, this does affect, you know, several million people across the country, some of whom really shouldn't be getting subsidies because they make enough money. But where's the end game here that might satisfy both sides? Because obviously you have some members in the caucus who are in moderate districts, Mike Lawler amongst them, that are, you know, they're concerned about some of this moving forward.
I just think that people need to understand what happens if these things expire on December 31st. If they expire on December 31st, they revert back to the original Obamacare subsidies. And that still means 93% of the people that are currently on the exchanges will still have very, very generous subsidies. What does expire and who does not receive subsidies anymore are people who make more than 400% of the federal poverty level. Right now, it's unlimited. There are households that make $600,000 a year that have their health insurance subsidized. That doesn't fly for people.
No.
And then not to mention the waste, fraud, and abuse that is in the program. I called for a report 18 months ago with Kathy Morris Rogers, the chair of Energy and Commerce, and Jim Jordan, the chair of Judiciary, for the GAO to investigate these Obamacare exchanges. And what they released a couple weeks ago to us, Mark, is crazy. 59,000 plus dead people receiving subsidies. One Social Security number alone had a more than 125 different policies attached to it. And what's even worse, the GAO, they set up fake identities, tried to enroll in all these accounts, and 100% of their attempted fake fraudulent enrollments were approved. And a year later, 90% were still being subsidized. So these insurance companies were being subsidized. What we're talking about is not money that goes to the individual. It's money that goes to big insurance companies that have record profits.
Yeah, I look that GAO report, and people can access it at GAO.gov. It's quite something. And I think you would agree that it really didn't get any attention when it came out a couple of weeks ago.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
It didn't. I've been trying to make sure that people see what was in it. We always knew there was waste, fraud, and abuse, but boy, it is even worse than I could have ever imagined.
Well, I'm confused because I was told on great authority earlier this year that there's no waste, fraud, and abuse in government. And then you go up to, you know, little Mogadishu, Minneapolis, and you see the billions of dollars of fraud that went with the Somalis. I mean, that's stunning in of itself. But you know what? Why should we be surprised? This stuff is happening all over the place. The other side's telling us, there's no waste, fraud, and abuse. I mean, it's everywhere. It really is.
You have to be on the lookout 24/7, 365 days a year, because, you know, of course, government is fairly large. And whenever something is large and government is involved, it's not efficient. So you got to find ways to make sure it's efficient, but also to root out all of the waste, fraud, and abuse. And it's in all areas. We can always do a better job.
Congressman Jason Smith is with us. He, of course, is the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. Let me ask you about the rural farmers in your district and across Missouri. I talked with Blake Hurst on the other side of the state. He's, a soybean farmer in Tarkio and has spoken out about some of this stuff. And the farmers have supported President Trump and Republicans, but there are concerns, you know, with these commodity prices and the unequal playing field. I know that this bill was passed that's supposed to deliver support to farm families across the country. But I can tell you just from the discussions that I have, they're still a little nervous here about what's going on. And they're having a hard time making ends meet.
Well, let's think about this. The farm economy is in a very bad place. I represent the most diversified ag district outside the state of California in southeast Missouri. We have everything from soybeans, corn, cotton, rice, you name it. They are struggling. And that is in fact why in the Big Beautiful Bill, we put 70 to 80% of the farm bill in it, because the reference prices for commodities hadn't been changed in decades. And we increase it. However, that doesn't take an effect until next fall. That doesn't do any help for the people right now that's facing record low commodity prices. The commodity prices for some things like corn and soybeans is at the same price it was 30 years ago. But you know what? Their input costs aren't at the same price.
Way higher.
Fertilizers up,
right.
Gasoline, you name it. And so the $12 billion that the president just announced in the last week is going to help bridge. It's not a full answer, but it's a step. Because if we can't provide, if we can't make sure that we have farmers in our country that can be viable, where are we going to get our food? That's the important part. And it is a tough time. So I would agree with Blake. when I travel my district, this is all that I hear about right now.
Yeah. Let me ask you about 2026, because a lot of people have already pivoted to the midterm elections. You still, I mean, we have 11 months until those, but I know that that's going to dominate conversation. Someone like you, who's in leadership and has been around for a while, you're one of those people that, along with a lot of members, that you fly across the country, you do fundraisers and things like that. What is the most important part of this year in making sure you secure the House with the messaging? Because there's criticism, you know, and I think this was, the president addressed this last night with some good things about the economy. I didn't think it was his best moment. He's not good in that shorter window with the teleprompter. But obviously, the economy is what people are really, really latched onto when it comes to their struggles. Now, good inflation numbers today, that's great. We have some other things that are concerning. But what do you think the mission is in 26 for someone like you to make sure that people hear the messaging about the economy?
One thing is communication. We cannot communicate what Republicans, what President Trump has done. In President Trump's first 11 months in office, he's done more than what most presidents do in 8 years. And we're going to reap those benefits. When you look at next year, it is expected that Americans will face the largest refunds in history. You're talking about over $100 billion of refunds because of the Big Beautiful Bill. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, tax relief for seniors, permanency of the tax rates, plus increasing the child tax credit, increasing the standard deduction. These are all things that's really going to have a big impact. People will have more of their paycheck that they'll actually be able to spend for themselves. And I think you'll see in the second and third quarter the economy to really take off like jet fuel. If you look at the inflation numbers today on core inflation, they were the lowest level since before the Democrats went on their $10 trillion spending spree that led to inflation going up 20 percentage points. So
yeah, that was a good number. That was encouraging. Yeah, very encouraging. I was glad to see that. It gives us a good place to maybe wrap up the year. Jason Smith, thank you so much. And we always appreciate you jumping on here. It's been an important year, and 26 is going to be as well. Have a great Christmas. Enjoy some time with the family, Jason. Thank you so much.
You too, Mary.
Get more at 971talk.com. Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.